Now then, we've reached the stage in the procedures where each of you can sum up. I will just check that there are no more questions from Anne about anything. Would you like a 5-minute adjournment before you
do? Yes, please. Yes, please.
Right. 5 minutes only, please. And then not more than 10 minutes each. So 5 minutes summing up.
Well, that means everybody needs to leave.
Needs to leave the room now for 5 minutes.
So Liz needs to leave as well.
Yeah, sure.
And come back at 2:25, please, by this clock. And then not more than 10 minutes each for your summing up. And I will stop you if you start going over your 10 minutes. Can anybody reach that?
Yes. The only time when I wrote a very strong letter to him but to the legal firm.
That's copy.
But
why don't you want something I can make some fresh?
But I mean, a person who has never presented questions at a cross examiner would have been a better stand because he doesn't know that you have to ask a question. You can't make it. It's a long statement. I find it really hard to believe.
I
agree. I mean, this is worse than. The last time I saw him, actually.
Do we need any of these copied?
We've all got them.
The only one we haven't got is the second.
The extra statement.
I don't think Liz has it. Did Liz have everything?
Yes, I've tried to give Liz has got it's
that.
It's Jazz, Sosha, or I. I'm missing one.
It's the 18th. It's the second grievance statement.
Yeah.
Which is 3 pages.
With all due respect.
With all due respect, may I? And
orchestration of the Colin, do you want some tea, coffee, gin?
Tea would be nice.
I'm not sure we actually have that.
This is the second statement.
And we need two from him.
We haven't got his second one. So we better get to ask them.
Colin, don't
give us a copy.
Yes, please.
Just that they can't say we haven't had it.
Exactly.
Charles, do you want to try this seat?
No. I'm sorry.
Coffee.
You're holding out for something better.
I need something like chocolate, to be
honest. Have we got
any? Oh, no, I need chocolate.
That's a good idea. I should have chocolate at some hearings.
You could do a Laurie Fredericks and help yourself to a banana.
I think that.
I did she have
that? Yes. She turned around to look for something else, didn't she?
Thank you. Well, I'll take a sip.
Why don't we ask Martin if he could just make us a nice cup of tea?
I've got an idea. Let's let them finish and see if we can just add some fresh tea at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
We'll ask somebody out there. We'll go back to.
This stuff, believe it or not, comes from Kingston Hill. Next door car.
No wonder it's all rubbish.
No, they come up from the kitchen here.
They do. They do. They
just need 5 cups of tea.
Yeah.
I'll go and ask them.
But not till 4 o'clock.
No, not till 4 o'clock.
I'll warn him.
No, I'm not going to a war. Just finish it.
You look at that sip. To be honest, that was quite bad how he looked.
Yeah. Well, he gave a very, very lucid reading of this presentation.
Yeah, when he read out, he was quite good, actually. But I have to admit, I've not seen for them. I don't know which of us did. It was a what's it called? Gaveston at the beginning that took me.
I certainly wouldn't want to drink it. You'd have to be unwell to take it.
You do. Oh, I'd rather have half than myself.
Yes. So it's just. Yes, well, I've had indigestion. I've tried it. And it is disgusting.
It is. It's completely
this kind of thing that makes you all the way down. It's horrible. Is it the computer as a recording device?
I wondered that. You know, that went through my head actually at one stage.
Well, it would be against our human rights.
We weren't asked.
We weren't asked.
I thought originally he was going to sit there and type everything out.
Well, I did wonder that, or I was even more worried that, in fact, he got his presentation on his laptop, and therefore we would have no idea how long it was. Unless when somebody turns the pages, and if you finally see the page, it's only half long.
Although my heart did sink when I saw how many pages.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Very difficult.
Quite hard,
yes.
Very hard.
That's actually, it's gone better than
I thought.
Frederick's
not
shutting up.
No, and they're very, very anxious about their own rights, but
they don't
seem to be
done. Not very,
the way
the pain
is dreadful. Yeah, because it's extremely rude what she was doing to Liz. Extremely.
But also, any normal lawyer.
Can we just make sure when we get to the summing up, yes, we give them a message that though you're summing up, you should be introducing new evidence. But we don't want either of them to leave the room thinking of anything they should have told us that we don't know. Well, which they haven't had the opportunity to raise. Yes. I'm reluctant to suggest that we go as far as saying, can you confirm that you're satisfied this isn't going to fare here?
Yes.
Because I think we're. But I do think we have to try and get on record that they've been given every chance to raise. And the other thing I think we might want to consider is whether, when they have made the summing up, we're going to ask them to wait, or whether, because of all the paper, we're going to send them a warning, which I thought we should.
But I think we might. I thought we might ask them to adjourn. That's why I said 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Ask them to adjourn for a couple of minutes, just in case there's anything we want to ask them back, and then go out and say them right go.
Yes.
So that we've got a final chance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yes, the last good of an act again shows that you've given the opportunities to collect the evidence and so on.
Right.
Okay, let's get them.
You were not making drama.
Although that was Osha's job, she.
That's
woman to woman.
Sporting off the premise.
Yes.
There was also a medal there where I thought I'd put her for 6 degrees. Just stop it.
Yes, she started to say some very, very foolish. Very, very foolish things.
Of course,
you
did. I mean, you don't say this is all very difficult for the
last
chancellor, do you?
I
don't think you do.
Well, also, when she was starting to basically accuse the other because they were going to beat them up. That was not clever. Yes, but everybody who's been involved.
Yes, you can understand.
You can absolutely understand, especially for some it's one of those the less said about that.
Because
I'm sure everybody could come up with a list of accusations and kind of
Thank you. again to make absolutely sure we're clear. Not more than 10 minutes each, if you can do it in less, that's fine. To summarise the points that you want us to be taking away, you can be quite sure that we have all read all the papers that are in the bundle, and you can be quite sure that we have listened very attentively to everything that's been said to us this afternoon. However, it is important that in this last summary you make quite sure that you have made the points that you want the panel to take away and think about. When you've had your time each, we will ask you to adjourn briefly while we consider whether there's anything further that we need to have more information about before we can come to a conclusion. There may be or there may not be. And then we will take however long it takes to come to our conclusion, and we shall let you know about that in due course. So it's starting with you, so that Dominic has the advantage, if you like, of going last. Would you like to summarise for us why you think we should remember that this is an appeal against Peter Scott's decision? So just summarise for us your case for Peter Scott's decision being what should stand. Yeah?